Dan Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump fresh off his latest indictment on the campaign trail in Georgia. And polling well at a local Waffle House. He's also expected to be in Greensville, North Carolina today, where we find ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Trump is making it clear that this historic indictment will not stop him from seeking another term, and the law allows him to run even if he is found guilty. Trump is still the front runner in a growing field of more than a dozen Republican presidential candidates. We have been speaking with GOP voters here who say that this indictment could only embolden Trump, helping him raise campaign funds. Many of them are still pledging their support for the former president.
Kyiv's long-awaited spring offensive apparently underway. Heavy fighting in western Zaporizhia in the south. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau visiting President Zelensky in Ukraine and announcing $500 million in new military aid on top of the $8 billion that Canada's already provided since the war started. This is ABC News. Four children who were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the Amazon jungle were found alive Friday after a 40-day search. The Colombian Army and local people scouring a three-mile radius for traces of the children, even food packages and flyers for them to aid their survival.
The kids' siblings, aged 13, 9, 4, and just 11 months old, surviving. Officials say the children are from the Amazon and that the oldest did have some knowledge on how to survive in the rainforest. Footprints and partially eaten fruit keeping the trail hot during the desperate search. Then on Friday, the Colombian President Petro calling them an example of survival, saying their story will remain in history. Their grandmother telling reporters she's going to hug all of them, saying she needs them here.
ABC's Rena Roy. The man accused of killing four Idaho college students making his latest appearance in court. Brian Koberger's defense team in favor of a gag order. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's clear something needs to be done about chemicals in Wisconsin's soil and water known as PFAS. If a new study from Minnesota is any indication, removing forever chemicals from wastewater will be very expensive. More from Mike Moen.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency estimates it would cost $14 to $28 billion to remove PFAS from the water and biosolids leaving regional wastewater treatment facilities. The MPCA Scott Kaiser led the research project and says trying to add the equipment would be a big adjustment.
Those treatment systems are new, they're complicated, and they just take a lot of money to operate.
The study adds the new types of PFAS are more difficult and up to 70% more expensive to remove and destroy compared to older substances. Forever chemicals are found in a range of products and create serious health risks for consumers. They also can contaminate surface water, groundwater, drinking water, fish, and other wildlife. Sophie Green, PFAS coordinator for the MPCA, says given the magnitude of the costs, they hope the findings compel policymakers and manufacturers to focus on preventing these chemicals from reaching wastewater facilities in the first place.
Source reduction is the most important thing right now because installing these expensive and complicated treatment systems at all of our wastewater treatment plants is just probably not feasible.
She acknowledges it's still a major challenge in swapping out PFAS for less harmful materials since their use in manufacturing has been so widespread. There's also been pushback from some business groups when proposed regulations surface. Still, Green says there's hope in Minnesota, with the legislature this year adopting bans on these chemicals for non-essential items. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Contents. Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Scenario is really to give Trump an excuse to
sort of like the first debate, the one in Milwaukee, say, oh, they didn't meet my demands, so I'm not going to go to the first.
And you know why? Because I think he's actually afraid of Chris Christie the most.
No.
Chris Christie has, he has, listen, he has no F to give, and he's going to come out, he knows he's going to win the nomination, but I think Christie's goal is to come out and damage Trump so badly, because the Trump's base, they don't hear the real true social, the real truth about Trump on their chosen media. Christie's going to come out on their debate that'll be carried on their network. He's going to remind them of everything they haven't been informed about over the years.
Yeah, but what you've been
really going on.
Dana, I don't disagree that would be his intent. But understand, I mean, when there's 10 people on the debate stage and Trump's in the middle and Christie's four spots down on the right, and he starts, I mean, these guys can shout each other at each other for a few minutes, and then it's going to get really tedious and people will just turn it off. I don't think he's in a position, if it was a mano a mano sort of a deal, if you threw Christie and Trump in a ring, now I wouldn't pay a lot of money, but I'd pay a little bit of money to see like a boxing match like that. It'd barely go three rounds. But Dana, you know, in terms of the ability to damage your opponent in a debate, Donald Trump's going to sit there center stage, going to interrupt the moderator constantly, because everybody else plays by some modicum of the rules, and Trump does not.
You make a good point, but watch Christian come out best of five.
I'll watch for it. Dana, listen for us Monday on the Eagle, 1490 AM, coming to La Crosse, coming to God's country. That's my old college town. I'm very excited. 844-967-2789. PT checking in. PT, what's the pledge these Republicans should have to make before joining the presidential debate stage?
The pledge will be, I think, that they have the pledge to double down on everything that DeSantis or DeSantis or whatever you want to call it, DeSantis.
And sanctimonious.
So they're going to have to go full-on grievance, you know, supplemental appeals to the Senate. They'll just love that stuff, you know, and appealing to the white male grievance. But, oh, I've been slighted here by Hispanics, Texas, whatever, you know. It's one of those things where they're just going to have to double down on all the grievances and watch them try to help one each other. You know what I'm saying?
Is it who can play the greatest victim, Paul? Is that the ultimate brass ring? I am the biggest victim snowflake on this stage. No, I am. Do you think it'll be a victim off?
It might be. It might be. You know, it's like which white male up on that stage is going to say, oh, these woke people have slighted me so much, you know? By the way, woke, you know, this anti-woke thing, that's just another term for anti-black history, anti-LGBTQ. They are just another synonym for racism. And that's just what the GOP party right now is. Their face is just, the face of the GOP is just not stand for anything except grievance. They don't know how to serve the people.
Well, I hear you say it. I've got to give a modicum of credit, and I can't believe I'm about to do this, BT. Thanks for listening. A modicum of credit to Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy shepherded through a debt ceiling deal. Don't forget, he's got a bunch of terrorists on his side of the aisle. And he negotiated a deal with Joe Biden. And it was blown through the Senate, and it's hit the president's desk. He's going to sign it tomorrow. He's going to address the nation at 6 o'clock. But we got to find guest. He is a conservative. He's a regular Joe. He's Joe Giannotti. He joins me. You don't want to hear us. Stick around. More Devils Have Kids the Friday style.
In our world, you were either a bully, a toady, or one of a nameless rabble of victims.
You like a herd mentality?
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.
Former President Trump fresh off his latest indictment on the campaign trail in Georgia. And polling well at a local Waffle House. He's also expected to be in Greensville, North Carolina today, where we find ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Trump is making it clear that this historic indictment will not stop him from seeking another term, and the law allows him to run even if he is found guilty. Trump is still the front runner in a growing field of more than a dozen Republican presidential candidates. We have been speaking with GOP voters here who say that this indictment could only embolden Trump, helping him raise campaign funds. Many of them are still pledging their support for the former president.
Kyiv's long-awaited spring offensive apparently underway. Heavy fighting in western Zaporizhia in the south. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau visiting President Zelensky in Ukraine and announcing $500 million in new military aid on top of the $8 billion that Canada's already provided since the war started. This is ABC News.
Hey guys, this is Sage from Civic Media. Are you a small business struggling to get the word out? 1260 AM Lake Eyre is here to help. For a limited time, apply for a $200 grant and receive $1,000 worth of free advertising. Your $200 investment becomes $1,200 with this grant. That's right, you heard correctly. Get your business notice without breaking the bank. Visit civicmedia.us or call 608-949-8989. That's 608-949-8989 for more information. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
about this, let me take you where you want to go. And it was like I got concierge service. I got to tell you, Joe, it was a noticeable difference. And Trump came and campaigned and campaigned and campaigned. Of course, Hillary Clinton, after she won the primary, you know, historically speaking, she did not show up in the state of Wisconsin again. I think it really mattered.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989. When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery, it's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org, justdane.org.
Hey, where's the
meat? It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air. That's how it's passed.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And
welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy, happy Friday to us all. Happy Jack Smith Day. Last segment for us today, but you can join us, air the grievances, or celebrate a little bit with us if you're so inclined at 844-967-2789. Deb, let's go to a couple of Maggie Dawn fans, I suspect. Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. Say hi to Maggie.
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing? How are you there? Hey. Oh, happy day. Yeah, we got the Jack. Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to say, Maggie, I am so glad you got back in on this great movement across the airwaves called Civic Media. That was the greatest thing. Not to you guys, but you don't come prepared like she does.
Hey, thanks for the call, Rico. All right, break it up a little bit, man.
What do you mean we don't come prepared like she does?
Facts are facts, Rico, I just got to say.
Yeah, you got that right. Hey, I just wanted to say the other day I was outside and I got these echoes of Rico coming from the south, from Georgia, I believe, Fannie Willis. And I heard a callers earlier, a couple of them, Bill and Don called in earlier. Rojo, for some reason, there must be blood in the water, or we smell the stink on the pile. Rojo came up a lot today, and I'm just wondering, Maggie, what do you think that might make its way all the way up here to little Wisconsin? Because I've heard she's trying to get people to, not people, states, to join in her investigation down there.
Who calls so Ron Johnson a person, Rico?
Rico, thanks for the call, man. I guess to his point, literally the Rico charge, right?
Yeah, that's a huge part of what is lingering here. I think, you know, we have an issue that eventually will have to get addressed. And that's like, where's Josh Call? Hello, Josh Call. It's Democracy calling. Would you like to show up today? I mean, of all of the things and all of the moments in your entire career as a lawyer, why wouldn't you want to go to the mat on this thing? Like, if this isn't the one call to arms for someone who professes to really deeply claim to love democracy and want to be an attorney general, right? Like, why is there such profuse crickets from that office? I don't understand that. It wouldn't be an easy case. I think Fannie Willis and, you know, how many months on now are we? But, like, everyone understands.
What does imminent mean exactly? Yeah.
2 days? 2 weeks?
Honey,
2 years?
I know I'm late, but I'll be home imminently.
On these federal.
I don't think that's going to work.
On these federal charges, I got to tell you, imminently meant pretty damn quick. She's Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. We'll get to a few more callers quickly. Didn't Donald Trump, I've seen on Twitter, Donald Trump changed the law, signed it into law, increasing the penalty for mishandling documents to 5 years in prison and made it a felony. Now, I know he's been charged with worse, but he did that to basically, preemptively get ready to punish Hillary Clinton.
Yes, it was.
Wouldn't it be ironic if he was prosecuted under the very statute that he hardened? Just stick it to Hillary. Lock her up.
Yeah, it would be like Marion Barry having raised the criminal penalties on 8-Ball.
You know, I'm glad we're keeping it all above board here. 844-967-2789. It is National Sex Day. And Jack.
And Jack Smith Day.
I just thought it would be, a nice little bit of political nostalgia. Right?
Yes, thank you for that. A little throwback. Yeah.
It's very throwback.
And to the point.
Oh, perfect analogy, yes. Was it not?
In every way.
Donald Trump's hypocrisy is so legion at this point, right? But again, I want us to observe the fact that Jack Smith took the extra inches in this indictment to put in those factoids about what Donald Trump had said, specifically about those that mishandle classified information and those criminal people that give it to folks in the media.
You know, I predict eventually a video of Rudy, it's going to look like Abscam. Remember that when the federales had some fake sheik paying off all these lawmakers, You remember that in the late 70s?
Vaguely. I was just born, Mike.
We're going to see a whole series of people Rudy was trying to sell pardons to. And then he's also made videos so he could Epstein him after the fact. 844-967-2789. I'm sorry. You go, Maggie.
No. Here's a little interesting fact. First of all,
she grabs her cross-tabbed indictment of
we
the
do
former.
Have to spend a moment and talk about the fact that this was assigned to Judge Aileen Cannon, right? And this is the woman who was twice overruled by the 11th Circuit for getting things like so egregiously wrong. Here was the appeals court in one of the decisions that smacked Judge Cannon down. Quote, this appeal requires us to consider whether the district court has jurisdiction to block the United States from using lawfully seized records in a criminal investigation. Here's how the court answered its own question. The answer to that is no, period. The 11th Circuit ruled that Cannon improperly exercised jurisdiction and that, quote, dismissal of the entire proceeding is immediately required.
She was accused of flouting the law by the appellate court, was she not?
Yes. Like, I worked for a conservative federal appeals court judge. We didn't write opinions like that. That's basically calling her an idiot. Like, in lawyer speak, that's what that is. So here's what. There's this very interesting, this is super wonky. There's this very interesting piece of jurisprudence in the 11th Circuit. And it doesn't say that a judge who's really screwed up super bad before on the case can be recused on that basis. But it does indicate that if a judge appears to be so biased in favor of a defendant, they can be reassigned. This case is U.S. v. Martin. And so it is unlikely, all else being equal, that Judge Cannon would want to get embarrassed under one of those rulings. So if it sticks with her, I think she's going to actually take herself off the case.
You heard it here first. That, and of course, Dom and I reported 38 indictments.
Yeah, you did.
We have it on good fact from the lady that did the homework. She's Maggie Dawn. You know her from the Maggie Dawn Show Monday through Thursday and occasionally Fridays with the Devil's Advocates. Thank you for doing so, Maggie. Don't forget our pal, Pizza Box Mike. He'll be here at 7 on WMDX.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Maggie.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal.
my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
ABC News, I'm Chuck.